What progress do you feel like you made from week one to week two?
I think we got the running game going there a little bit. That was very encouraging. Even the passing game, you know, we took some shots down the field and we made plays. And, you know, like I said last week, you know, we practiced those things and it happened. And that was a good thing. I liked how the guys fought and they fought all the way to the end. There was a point there in the second quarter where I thought, hey, we got something going on here now. We look like an offense.
John, what kind of dimension do you think Austin can provide for you this week?
Well, he gives us another tight end that we didn't have. Big tight end, big target. You know, going down the middle, that's a big target guy. And help us in the running game. You know, he's a big body guy that can block too. So he's going to help us in both aspects, definitely.
What challenges does Sue pose for your interior offensive
line? He poses a lot of problems. So just like last week with Mac, we got to be aware of him and take care of him. Just like Wake on the outside, the game plan is set up for that.
Will you try, John, to get Eli McGuire involved more? Obviously, he played more than they did. I mean, you know, he played week one, but Is that your plan to integrate him more?
Yeah, I think you saw we did a good job with the backs, all of them playing. You know, that's the way we want to do things. Guys have specific plays, specific roles. And that was another encouraging thing that we saw, Eli coming in there and doing some good things, Matt doing some good things, even Powell, you know what I mean? If we can just keep that going and play by committee, that's a good thing.
John, how impressive have you been with Curse coming in late and what he's done these first 2 weeks?
Yeah, listen, guys that are smart and tough and understand the game, he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's helped out not, you know, only us as a team, but the receiver room. He's got a good presence about him, just like Josh McCown is a quarterback, a veteran leadership, man. When you got a guy like that, he's very poised when he plays. The game slows down for him. It's great to have him right now and doing the things that he's doing.
You used a lot of packages with the 6 or 7 offensive linemen on Sunday. How effective do you feel like that was in trying to get the running game going?
Yeah, well, we had to do that. You know, because we were down some tight ends. And we'll just continue to do that. You know, it's like I said, you know, we talked about 8-man boxes. Well, we got to go block them. And we're going to keep continuing to do that throughout the season. You know, whatever we're going against, and we're going to do whatever it takes to win the game and, you know, have success and make sure that play works. We'll put the right guys in there.
That seemed like a pretty unique concept to put that many linemen like right up at the line. Did you pick that up from somewhere? Like, was it when you were John or even Sean? Like, have you used that before in your time?
Wherever I've been, we've done that.
Yeah. Okay.
Coach Payton, they've done that millions of times. Coach Gruden have done it. Especially when I was at the Niners, we did it. Again, it's just about what you see. Based on personnel, based on, hey, this we're getting this certain front. Maybe it's a matchup. You know, we got to be able to do those things. We got to use all of our guys, whatever it takes, so we can have success.
How did you think Brandon fared when he was isolated on Mac?
I thought he did a pretty good job. I thought the whole line did a pretty good job. You know, we had some chips in there on him, but I thought for a whole, not just him, but the whole line did a really good job on him. And he accepted the challenge. We challenged him, you know, during the week. So that was a good thing.
I know it's a tough balance. Not everyone's going to get to play all the time. But what was the thinking behind really limiting our Darius Stewart snaps after he played, you know, played a fair amount in week one?
Right. I think Curley took those steps. I think Curley does a really good job on certain things. And he's a veteran guy that knows how to play the game. And we'll continue to bring on Stu, and he'll have a role. Just like I said, we're going to play all these guys. Everybody's going to have a role as a team until we, you know, figure this thing out, what guys can do. And we're all, every week we're learning about ourselves, you know what I mean? And we'll just continue to do that. And once we get in a groove here, everybody will have a role and everybody's going to play. So does that answer your question?
Somewhat.
Yeah. I think I answered it pretty good.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You just kind of want to see what you have, and then as the season goes on, it's kind of like basketball. You're shorter.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, Curley, Curley's been, he's a veteran guy that's played and has had a lot of success. And he did a good job for us coming in there.
Is Stewart still a step behind or so because he missed so much time in the offseason with that groin?
No, I don't think so.
How did Dakota do when you
He did really well. I was real pleasantly surprised of how well he did. He was physical, and that's the way we want our line to be, and he finished guys. You saw a couple times. He tried to take him to it. It was good stuff.
What was the experience like calling plays in Oakland, and did you enjoy the ACDC?
I was rocking. There was also Metallica in there. So another one of my favorite groups. I felt the juices were flowing. I felt pretty good. I felt at home. A lot of great memories there. A lot of great memories. Won a lot of ball games. Like I said, they put that one area up there. They cover at least to fill that up. But there was a lot of good memories. Felt good.
What's your confidence level in Dozier against Sue?
Don't have a problem.
What's that?
Don't have a problem. I have utmost confidence in any guy that comes in there. Otherwise, it would be here.
How is Josh handling these moving parts, and why is he such a good fit for
Josh McCown?
Yeah, everything you've got going on.
Like I said, he's a veteran guy. He's seen a lot of football. The game's easy for him. Things break down, he figures it out. You saw he done a good job scrambling. We made some big plays scrambling. That was key in the game. And let me tell you something, he's doing a heck of a job. He's spinning the ball. He's finding the right guys, making good decisions. We took care of the ball last week besides, the one fumble. I love what he's doing right now.
Take a couple more.
Josh, you simply mentioned the touchdown to Curse as you guys are trying to take shots and doing so in third and short situation. Mm-hmm. Something that you're also trying to do. How fulfilling is it as a play caller? When you put something in the game plan like that, and
the way you guys did. Yeah, I was high-fiving on that one. We said we were going to do it, and I called it, and the players went out and executed it, made the throw, touchdown. And it feels good.
John, did you feel like you were more aggressive? Because when we asked after the first game, you thought you were fairly aggressive.
So. Yeah, I took some of the same amount of shots. It's just that we hit them. It's just that we hit them, and we got the right coverage.
Everybody good?
Okay, guys?